anvil.com.
It is 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Mother's Day is Sunday. So we have Chef Louis DeAngelis with us to talk about Mother's Day meals and cooking.
Ooh.
M is for the million things she gave you. O means only that she's growing old.
Oh.
T is for the tears that were shed to save you. Mm-hmm. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right. Your mother was always right. I want to acknowledge my friend Tom Klein, who owns a group of radio stations, and I participate with him. He carries us on 3 or 4 of his radio stations, Roberta.
Uh-huh.
So he said, remember this for Mother's Day. Just remember that at 3, your mother was who you loved the most. At 10, you said, Mom, whatever. At 16, your mother was so annoying. At 18, Mom, I want to get out of this house. At 25, Mom, you were right. At 30, you say to your mom, I want to go to Mom's house. I want to go to my mommy. At 50, I don't want to lose my mom.
Oh, yeah.
At 70, I would give up everything for my mom to be here with me.
You're going to make me cry, Doug.
All right. I don't want you to cry. But I think it is something. Those things.
It's my first Mother's Day in my whole life. I don't have my mom.
You don't have your mom. Yeah. You okay?
I'm okay.
All right. I know you've had lots of tears. And you know what? It's not a bad thing.
No.
It's,
no.
You know, we all, for all of the things that were distracting and distressing about you and your mother, she's still your mother.
She's still my mother. Doesn't matter.
Wish
and
I could talk
I really
it over with her. Yeah. Right. So, before, at 35, Megan says now, before I decide, I'm going to call Mom and get her opinion. Well, actually, she doesn't have to call because Tony's already called her. Megan and I were talking about this yesterday because Tony's going through chemo again for the fourth time because of the cancer going into her lungs from the being stirred up after she had her arm amputated. But I am absolutely confident that she's going to be fine. Going through this, but they were talking about something, and Tony actually often calls me and says, okay, what do you think about this, that, or the other thing? But she gets, you know, she's very close to Brendan and Megan, and so when I was there, it was easy for all three of us to give Tony the support she needed. Now that I'm back on the farm, not, you know, literally up the block from her, so she's more apt to go to the kids, and then the kids report back to me what's going on, more than Tony calls and says, okay, this is the story. But there was something going on, and Megan was concerned about doing it the right way, so she called Tony to ask. And so that's, you know, that's, I think that's indicative of lots of things, frankly, about love and mothers. And so we need to be focused on that. So what better way to focus on to have our friend Chef Louis here for as much time as we can devote to the Mother's Day, I guess the meals or the foods, Louis, as there are lots of foods, I suppose, that are good spring foods, but isn't it the meal itself? I'm not sure in terms of preparing the meal. First of all, it ought not to be the mother preparing the meal. That's where you start, right?
Right. And you know what, Doug, when I look at Mother's Day, you know, when we were in grammar school, the one thing that we always did was you made a Mother's Day card or a Mother's Day present.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we used to make was a crown.
Uh-huh.
We always made a crown, queen for the day.
Aww.
So why not make a nice meal that's a crown for her, like a crown roast of pork, but doing it in an inexpensive and easy way?
Sounds like a good idea. So how do you do that? What would you put together? You're going to make it for your wife and the mother of your children. So what's the recipe?
Well, I'm going to take a bone-in pork loin, which is not a very expensive cut, And what you do is it's what that looks like in the when it's in a package is it looks like pork chops all stuck together, a big long row of pork chops with the bone on it. So you take each one of these bones and put a slice in between each of the bones. Very simple. Then you clean the bones off. There's connective tissue all over that. And you clean it real good, put a little foil on it so it makes it look pretty. And you take the big, thick part of the pork chop and put a one-inch slice into it all the way across this loin. Now you can turn it inside out, turn it into a circle, take a little bit of kitchen twine, tie the two end bones together, and you've got a beautiful crown. And that starts the recipe.
And then?
Now the best part. I like to take a slice of bacon and a toothpick through a cherry and stick the toothpick with the bacon into each one of those slices into the pork chop. Because this could be a little bit of a dry, you know, the pork meat does get dry.
Mm-hmm.
So you put one slice into each one, and that little cherry looks like another little jewel in the crown. Now you take a bowl and you slice up and peel some apples, three peaches, put them in a bowl with 2 tablespoons of flour, a little bit of brown sugar and white sugar, like a quarter cup of each,
right.
Some cinnamon, a little bit of clove if you like clove flavoring in it, and you mix it together. Now, you put your pork loin, you put this crown into the oven at 350, and it's going to cook for about 2 hours, two hours and 15 minutes. And what you'll do the last hour is you take this mix of fruit and you put it in the center of this crown, and it cooks into a beautiful compote to go with this crown roast. Absolutely stunning to look at, very simple to do, and it's the crown that moms deserve.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that with veggies, what would be the right veggies to serve with that? The usual things, a yellow
and
a green?
I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah.
am I glad you asked.
All right, well, then you think, hold on for a second, because I want to have the right veggies and I want to have the right dessert. I have an idea for a dessert that I saw that would be perfect.
Ooh.
For Mother's Day, but I don't know that it'll be what you want to encounter. But let's see. We'll compare notes. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with Roberta Fasanelli and me as we celebrate Mother's Day by cooking a great meal. Some ideas for you. Louis is giving you his number one idea for Mother's Day, and he's giving you the hints as to how to cook it. This is not something difficult, so perhaps if you listen carefully, you'll come up with a great idea. Meanwhile, speaking of listening carefully, I want you to take care of your skin properly. That's one of the things that is great. Roberta's big into this, and we kid her sometimes about some of the work that she's had done, but she really gets what we're talking about. And if it's not necessary, this guy, Dr. Arthur Perry, who is a surgeon, Roberta, he's the one who came up with all of these various things that we talk about, the formulations for Tautinol, which is the cream you put on your face in the daytime to protect it from the skin, the sun and the wind and all of the things that you need to protect your skin, both men and women. Men are using it as an aftershave. I do. It's cool.
Use it as an aftershave?
Aftershave. Yep, it protects
seals
the pores.
Oh, so it's a liquid?
Pores. Yeah,
or
yeah. It's a cream, but I use creams after I shave. I've been putting creams on my face for years. That's why I have that beautiful, soft baby skin on my face, Roberta. You haven't
the
been
skin on your face is like the skin on your rear.
That's very true. How did you know both of those things are true? Anyway, this is a way to save your face from getting all wrinkled up. You have less wrinkles if you put this stuff on to protect yourself from the weather. That's where we start. And then we go to night skin, which is used as a moisturizer overnight. And this is so inexpensive versus the expensive cosmetic products. Matter of fact, you can start with night skin free by calling 800-607-7078. Free offer for now and forever. This stuff will do the best job. You'll be pointing out how well it works to your friends and neighbors. You can get it right now at 800-607-7078. Free bottle of night skin. Also a free vitamin E cream that comes along with it. You pay shipping and handling. Also, you get a free bottle of Tautinol. Find out that deal and how it works. Protect your skin in the daytime with Tautinol at night with night skin. You call now and order 800-607-7078.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. How would you like a better sex drive? How would you like a sex drive, period? Back in the 1930s, it was discovered that women were bearing children in some of the southern states well into their 60s, and men were fathering these children into their 70s. Magazines went wild with this information, and researchers headed south. They found these people drinking a tea made from Spanish moss. You know that stuff hanging from a cypress tree throughout the South. It has no roots. It just hangs from the tree and takes its nutrition from the air and from the sun. They would dry the moss and seep it in hot water and drink it daily. How does it work? It stimulates a better balance and support for the endocrine system and goes right to the heart of your sex drive. If your drive has been waning a little or has gone south completely, you might want to learn more about this. Call my office for more information, 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week at Dawn dish soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Chef Louis DeAngelis here with Roberta and me on Good Day. By the way, breakfast is eggs Florentine on Mother's Day. Louis, just giving you the perfect idea for meat. Now, how about veggies before we get to dessert?
Well, you know what I love to do with this? I love fried potatoes instead of a baked potato because you can make them so different.
Right.
But if you take and slice up your potatoes, cube them the night before, give them a 6-minute parboil, rinse them, put them in a plastic Ziploc bag, and put them in the fridge overnight. The next day when you go to fry them, it makes such a difference in the world instead of doing it all in one shot. You put a nice cast iron pan. I like to deep fry mine, but you can do it with a nice heavy bottom pan. With equal amounts of butter and olive oil.
Yep.
Cook them up, get it real hot, and these potatoes will become so crisp on the outside when you fridge them overnight. And when they pop open, it's like mashed potato inside.
Really?
Now, the drippings, my pan drippings, and make a little gravy, but it's not for the meat because that's what that fruit compote is for. Instead, I take that gravy and just drizzle it over the potatoes.
Really?
Oh, my God.
That's great stuff. That's right. That reminds me of the best meal. My mother used to make that stuff when I was a kid when I ate meat, and you described that roast as she would have cooked it, and then I remember the potatoes that are hard, crispy on the outside, nice and soft, with a big clunk of butter or something on them. Ugh, great stuff. All right, for dessert, would you entertain this? May I just at least suggest, after we've eaten all that good stuff, this is something that is sort of complimentary and not extravagant, but tasty. A yogurt, maybe strawberry yogurt or some banana, some kind of fruit yogurt, and then you dip all kinds of different fruits, grapes and kiwi and strawberries and watermelon and apples in it. And that'd be that's a very responsible dessert. For those of you who are on the MetaFast diet, that'll work. Right, Roberta, wouldn't that work for dessert?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Absolutely.
That'd be good on any diet. That's delicious.
Yeah, very, very good. All right, Louis, you have a wonderful Mother's Day with your wife and your children, et cetera, and I'm sure you're going to do the cooking. Chef Louis DeAngelis,
please.
On Good Day.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Former manager of Candace Bushnell, the creator of Sex and the City, reportedly planning a tell-all book about the early days of the series. Apparently, Ashton Kutcher didn't get a part on the show because he wouldn't sleep with Kim Cattrall. She was difficult to work with.
No.
I think she's hot.
I could see your relationship with her lasting a long time.
Yeah, it wouldn't last. Who cares about a relationship?
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and you have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
When the party does Stephen's good day.
It looks like birthday time's at 24 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Bob Seger is here to entertain for a moment or two. And so why not? I've always dug Mr. Seger. I know. Have you ever considered competition for the boss, do you think, Roberta? This is going to be good.
What, Bob Seger? Competition from the boss?
No, for the boss.
For the... You've got to be kidding me.
Hey, I told you, boys and girls, didn't I tell you?
It's not even a competition.
Your Uncle Dougie knew...
You're on crack, Doug. Story,
right? Singer Bob Seger, born this day 1945. Night Moves was the number one song for him. Traveling Man, Rambling, Gambling Man, Against the Wind... Fire Lake, old time rock and roll. I've always liked Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. 66 today. All right, next up on our list of celebrants is Mary McGregor. 63. This is her only big hit. In fact, she's a saloon singer and a groupie, and I don't mean groupie in the sense she falls around. She was a group singer. She had a voice talent. That sang backgrounds and that sort of thing. That's how she got started. But she has such a beautiful, almost pure-sounding voice. And I was surprised she didn't have... You know, it's all about the writing. If you can't write the stuff, you can't find somebody good to write for you who appreciates your voice, you don't get anywhere, which is kind of sad because it's a great story. Listen to this for a second.
The first real love I ever had.
What a great song. Choked up when I hear it. All the things I ever told you, Roberta, are true.
Aww.
No one else.
And have the part of me.
I am with you. Actually, it's a wonderful sentiment. And it's a story that's told over and over again. How many people do you know, maybe even in your life, who have had two great loves and you didn't know what to do? Again, last private practice last night as I was falling off to sleep. So that was one of the subplots in the show. That's an interesting show. Probably is on the same time as The Mentalist. Gets in the way of it. At any rate, it's time now for us to celebrate Michael O'Hare's birthday. Jeffrey Sinclair on Babylon 5. Wasn't that the show Jerry Dora was on? How many people remember? Say it again there. Jerry Dora, the talk host, was on Babylon 5, wasn't he? Anybody remember? You don't remember Michael. No. Michael would have told me by now. Yeah, I think it is. Anyway, happy birthday to him. We have Roma Downey's birthday. Monica, Untouched by an Angel. You remember her? I don't know that much about this show. Can't know everything. John Flansburgh, singer with They Might Be Giant. This is a song been recorded 100 times since it was written in the 30s. I don't know this bunch, but it's kind of a cute song. Cute treatment of it. He's 51 today. George Clooney, people be happy to hear he's 50 today. Started out big time as Dr. Doug Ross. That's a good trivia question. Good TV trivia question. How is his name on ER? Tony Scalzo, guitarist for Fastball. 47 today. Mark Bryan, guitarist for Hootie and the Blowfish. 44 today. Chris Shiflett, guitarist for the Foo Fighters, is 40. And Adrian Palicki, who's Tyra on Friday Night Lights, is 28.
It's one of the fastest growing segments in the travel industry, the volunteer vacation. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Many countries can use your elbow grease and goodwill,
including some of the poorest counties in America, in Mississippi and in Texas and in Louisiana, where you can go and do everything from rebuild homes to teach English to help with water projects.
And often you have to pay airfare and lodging. Peter Greenberg is a travel editor for CBS News.
I lead these missions twice a year. Airline Ambassadors works with about 6,000 different flight attendants, pilots, and mechanics from 34 different airlines. And every month, we do between 8 and 10 missions to orphanages around the world.
Check things out carefully.
You want to go to a website called charitynavigator.org.
Then call the places you might go to get a sense of what's involved. Pick the right place, and maybe you can even take the grandkids. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search now. No more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Leg.
Sure looks like good day. 33 after the hour now. Mother's Day is Sunday, so we ought to have a little more focus on moms. Here's something, Roberta, that you identify with. This is how you know you're a mother. All
okay.
Right? You're aware of your motherhood status when your feet stick to the kitchen floor and you don't care. You know you're a mom when the children are fighting, you threaten to lock them in a room together and not let them out until somebody's bleeding.
Yep.
Right?
Can you
know you're
a
mother.
Bleeding? You're fine.
When you spend an entire week wearing sweats.
Mm.
You know you're a mom when your idea of a good day is making it through without a child leaking bodily fluids on you. You know you're a mom when popsicles have become a food staple.
That's right.
You know you're a mom when your favorite television program is a cartoon.
Mm.
You know that you're a mom when peanut butter and jelly is eaten at least one meal a day.
Gosh, I've made my daughter peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all week.
I love peanut butter and jelly. Why?
You know
all
what
week?
I do?
What?
It's half peanut butter, half cashew butter.
Yep.
It's sugar-free raspberry jam, and
yep.
then I slice strawberries in.
Ah, yummy.
She
the
loves
cashew
it.
Butter is good, except it's very dry.
Well, that's why I mix it with
spread.
The peanut butter.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Like
I
a natural cashew and natural peanut butter mix
yeah.
it together, and it's really
together.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, folks, you just got to...
Or you can also get, if you have nut oils, like almond oil or walnut oil,
yeah.
put a little bit of the nut oil in it and mix it up.
Why didn't I think of that?
You
threw out
some
cashew
me.
Stuff.
See?
Is dry.
Told you. Yeah, it is dry.
You know you're a mother when you're willing to kiss your child's boo-boo regardless of where it is. You know,
no, I drew the line of diaper rash. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
You know you're a mom when your baby's pacifier falls on the floor, you give it back to her after you suck the dirt off of it
yep.
because you're too busy to wash it off.
Yep.
You know you're a mom when your children make jokes about farting and burping and pooping, and you think it's funny. You know you're a mom when you're so desperate for adult conversation, you spill your guts to the telemarketer that calls to call you,
oh,
and
yeah.
then he hangs up on you. You know you're a mother when spit is the number one cleaning agent in your home.
Oh, kids hate that. Ew, mommy spit.
You know you're a mom when you buy cereal with marshmallows in it.
No, I would never do that. Too much sugar.
You know your mom when the closest you get to gourmet cooking is making Rice Krispies.
Oh, no, I always had gourmet cook. My kids ate very well.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, I even made them their own baby food.
Uh-huh. You made them their own baby food?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No, you just cook whatever you're cooking for yourself and throw it in a blender with a little bit of water.
That's it.
That's it. It's that simple.
Uh-huh. But it is kind of, isn't it? I mean, all this stuff is pretty simple. Love of a mother, a love. Do you think that your children would consider you to be their friend? Is your mother your friend?
I know. It's important
for a mother to be a friend as well to the children.
I think so. I mean, I'm Victoria's mother, and I stay on top of her about certain things, and I'll even ground her at this age. But on the other hand, we go out and have the best time together. We laugh. We go to shows. We travel. So is that being a friend in a way? But she still knows I'm her mother.
Mm-hmm. There's a website, somethingtorememberme.com, which you might check out. It's something that is I found it to be cute, and I know a couple of years ago when I became aware of it, I thought it was a neat thing, and I think it's still around. So you'll try it out, maybe, somethingtorememberme.com. It's an illustrated storybook that is wonderful for children and grandchildren. It's good. It's just kind of a neat, loving book. I always liked mm-hmm. it. Yeah. And I think understanding what the spirit of Mother's Day is all about. Earlier today, I was talking about the founder of Mother's Day. Her name is Anna Jarvis. She was quoted as saying that she was sorry she ever started the holiday because it had become so commercialized. And, you know, I think we go back and forth, I think, with that. Don't you think we... Yeah, there are some things that will help you to remember your mother. Mother will appreciate. But you feel like you have to do something, I think that it is over the top. When you have to do something, it's not good. You got to do it because you want to. Don't you love your mother? Don't you, you know, care about your mother? Everybody has a mother. We have so focused on Osama bin Laden. I wonder what we know about his mother.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day.
Everybody's a baby.
Yeah, everybody's a baby at one point.
Right, you're lovable.
Right.
Hmm.
Think about it. Hitler was a baby.
Right. Somebody loved Hitler.
Genghis Khan was a baby.
Yeah. Michelangelo was a baby. His mother said, "Can't you paint on walls like other children?" Napoleon's mother said, "All right, if you're not hiding your report card inside your jacket, take your hand out of there and show me."
Right.
Abraham Lincoln's mother said, "Again with the stovepipe hat. Can't you just wear a baseball cap like the other kids?" Albert Einstein's mother said, "But it's your senior picture. Can't you do something about your hair? Oi!" George Washington's mother said, "The next time I catch you throwing money across the Potomac, you can kiss your allowance goodbye."
Amen.
Paul Revere's mother said, "I don't care what you think. You have to go to do, young man. Midnight is past your curfew."
Right.
Cute things. But the enduring love. Yeah, you know, I've said this a lot of times. You were getting a little sad earlier on because of the thing about your mom. And
well, it's my first time in my life that I have a Mother's Day without my mom.
Yeah. So if I said to you, tell us the best story about your mother, what would the best story be about Roberta's mother?
I think when I was a little girl, we used to play a game, and I actually put this in my eulogy to her, where she would stand at one end of the hallway, and I would stand at the other, and she would crouch down, and I would run down the hallway, and she'd have her arms open, and into her arms, and the game was whether or not I could try to knock her down, and we would laugh. She would fall over, and I'd be on top of her, and she would laugh.
Really?
Another cool.
At what age? What were you?
About
what was
two or three.
Really?
Another cool thing was, no matter what my age, I remember this one, again, when I was two or three, my parents had a restaurant.
Yep.
And they would come home rather late at night. And sometimes they would come home and, just as a special treat, have champagne and caviar. That was like this really special treat for them. And even if it was 11 o'clock, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, they would always wake me up and sit me on the kitchen counter. And I would sit there, and I would, if I didn't necessarily eat the champagne and caviar, though I did have a little bit. I mean, they gave me little tastes. I would be there with them while they did this celebration.
Really?
And they would always include me in stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's these little special moments.
Yeah.
And it's kind of an unusual upbringing, I will admit. But I would do that with Elena when I was running the restaurant, and I would get home sometimes at 11 o'clock or midnight. In the summertime, we would go to the park together. Mm-hmm. I would take her to the playground. I'd wake her up, and we would go out. It'd be 1 o'clock in the morning, and we would be at the playground on a hot July night. And people thought we were nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just wonderful memories. It's like I didn't have time to do it during the day, so what the heck? Let's do it tonight.
Yeah. I want to say hi to some special mothers. Mary Kiefer, who's in Tucson, Arizona, listens to us there. Maxine Isaacs of Clarksburg, West Virginia. Nice to have you on board. Some of the nice things, nice sentiments that are sent along by people, comments, if you will. June Shepherd, who's in Peyton City, West Virginia. Sue Muller, you're nice. You're cherished. Nice to have you there. Here are the top five Mother's Day card verses that have not worked this year, Roberta. Hope your day is not so bad. Too bad you divorced my dad.
Oh, boy.
Happy Mother's Day, dear mom. You're as evil as Saddam. Boy, I'm glad that you're my mother. Who's the dad of my half-brother? You're my mom this Mother's Day, according to the DNA.
Oh, boy.
And the number one most rejected Mother's Day card verse.
Yeah?
M is for the many things you gave me. O is for the other things you gave me. T is for the tons of things you gave me. H is for the hundreds of things that you gave me. R is for the stuff. That one isn't as good as some of the others. The earliest tributes to Mother's Day go back to the Greeks. You know that, right?
The Greeks.
The Greeks.
The Greeks?
The Greeks. Yeah. Did your mother ever threaten to wash out your mouth with soap?
One time, I must have been about four or five, and I said the word jackass.
Really?
And she took a bucket of water and soap and washed out my mouth
mm-hmm.
with ivory soap. Yep.
Yeah. And you never went back down
there anymore? I didn't see what the big deal was about the word. Like, okay.
Jackass?
Yeah.
Well, today it's...
And I had heard my mother say it.
Yeah.
She'd said it, you know, to my father, whether she was calling him one or describing someone else, I can't remember, but...
Yeah, right. Here's Mother's teaching logic. If you fall out that swing and break your neck, you can't go to the store with me. Right? Mother's teaching medicine. You don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to freeze that way. My God, how many times did you hear that as a kid?
No, I used to, like, stretch my mouth out to make funny faces, and she said, if you keep doing that, your mouth's going
to stay
like
that. Right, stay that way. Exactly. Mother's Day, Sunday, you love your mom, and we love your mom, so that's why we've partnered with the folks at ProFlowers.com. Roberta was asking
I just sent my mom my mother-in-law two dozen roses.
ProFlowers.com.
Yes, I just did. I swear to God, I just did it.
All right. So you went to the ProFlowers.com website, clicked on the microphone.
Slash Doug.
And did Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Roberta just did, is what you can do. Simple.
Yep.
And I think this is the best deal. I told Roberta, she asked me, the $19.99 is a great deal, one dozen roses, but for $29.99,
that's the one I did, the two dozen
roses.
And the chocolates and the free vase.
Right, that's it. $10 more, $29.99 plus shipping, you get the deal of the Mother's Day season, and you only have till midnight tonight to get the job done. So do what Roberta just did. Go. You can either call ProFlowers at 800-PRO-FLOW, 800-PRO-FLOWERS, and mention Doug, or go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in D-O-U-G, Doug. Make sure you do it today only. Order it right now, because it evaporates at midnight tonight. A great way to lock in your mother's love for Mother's Day. ProFlowers.com.
Andro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 600 over-the-counter and prescription medicines contain acetaminophen, including pain relievers such as Tylenol and Percocet. Acetaminophen has been available for more than 50 years and is safe and effective when it's used as directed. But did you know that people may take more than the recommended dose, sometimes without realizing it, which can cause liver damage? Dr. Stephen Lamb explains.
If you think that because a medicine is available over-the-counter that you don't need to read the label instructions, that is not true. It's important to fully understand the benefits as well as the potential risks of all medications, including those that contain acetaminophen. That's why I've teamed up with the makers of Tylenol to help ensure people are informed on how to get relief responsibly.
For more information and helpful tools and tips for using over-the-counter medications appropriately, visit Tylenol.com/getreliefresponsibly.
Your poll at DougStephan.com yesterday, what are you getting for your mother for Mother's Day? 24% of you said a card. 14% said flowers from Pro Flowers. 16% said dinner out. 10% a phone call. And 36% of you said something else. I don't know what that is. Probably what
phone
we can't
call.
Talk about on the radio. Yeah, phone call. Give me a break. Oh. Our poll today and over the weekend, what was the first thing your mother used to say to you that you found yourself saying to your children? Ooh, this is great.
You have to suffer to be beautiful.
If everyone else jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? B, because I said so. C, did you put on clean underwear? D, don't play with your food. Eat it. Just wait till your father gets home. Oh, my God, how many times did I hear
don't
that
be a sheep was another one she would say to me.
That's right. Okay, so I asked a question about Osama bin Laden's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Osama's mother's name, Hamida.
Hamida.
She was a Syrian woman married to the father who's also named Mohammed. Everybody's named Mohammed. She was married at the age of 22. She had a modern lifestyle in Syria, went shopping in Damascus, had kind of an independent streak, found life in the bin Laden compound confining. She didn't like covering her face with a burqa, scorned by other wives and ex-wives. By the time Osama was born, she was ostracized by the other woman. They referred to her as the slave in reference to her resentment of her status. And Osama was known as son of the slave. Raised largely by nurses and nannies, mother kept in the background, sometimes not even living in the compound. He grew up in Jeddah. That's where they lived. Nurses and nannies were, of course, of even less importance to the Saudi culture. So you see why he has the attitude that he does toward women, or did when he was alive. He had four wives, told them all in his will not to get remarried, but focus on raising the children. He said he felt abandoned when his father died and his mother basically left him.
Mm.
Maybe that tells you something about him. 51 after on Good Day.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Yours.
The 2012 Republican presidential campaign is off and running, minus a few candidates. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Several Republican presidential hopefuls gathered for the first debate of the 2012 campaign last night. Greenville, South Carolina, the place, and foreign policy, the topic. Fair to say it wasn't easy for these candidates to criticize President Obama's foreign policy, given the afterglow of the killing of Osama bin Laden, but criticize they did. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty praised the president for the operation that took bin Laden out, but that being said,
if it turns out that many of the techniques that he criticized during the campaign led to Osama bin Laden's being identified and killed, he should be asked to explain whether he does or doesn't support those techniques.
Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum said the president hasn't been consistent with foreign policy.
What President Obama has done on his watch, the issues that have come up while he's been president, he's gotten it wrong strategically every single time.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul, as he has stated in the past, said it's time to get out of Afghanistan.
Boy, it is a wonderful time for this country now to reassess it and get the troops out of Afghanistan and end that war that hasn't helped us and hasn't helped anybody in the Middle East.
And former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain, also a candidate for president, talked about Afghanistan.
It's not clear what the mission is. It's not real clear to the American people what our interests are. And then thirdly, it's not clear what the roadmap to victory is.
If you're asking where are the comments from the candidates or would-be candidates you've actually heard of, Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, Donald Trump, they skipped this debate. Not there. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Through May 7th, save on all tires. Plus, save an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
A down day on Wall Street, the Dow falling triple digits, down 139 points yesterday to 12,584, S&P and NASDAQ down as well, but oil prices took another plunge, down for a fourth straight day, dropping $9.44 a barrel, that's about 9%, settling at under $100 for the first time in a while. This could and should lead to a drop in prices at the pump, but remember this, gas prices never go down as fast or as far as they go up. We may all have another reason to thank the elite military team that killed Osama bin Laden this past Sunday. Department of Homeland Security officials say information recovered from bin Laden's compound shows al-Qaeda was planning another terror attack in the U.S. this year for the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Bin Laden, of course, killed by U.S. Navy SEALs at his compound in Pakistan. President Obama today expected to meet privately with the operatives who carried out that mission when he visits Fort Campbell, Kentucky today. Yesterday, the president spent time with family members of those killed on 9/11 in New York City. Hey, we've got some news about the ultimate male midlife crisis car. GM says it's building a new Corvette. The seventh-generation Chevy Corvette will be a different car, we're told, as compared to the current model. Today's Corvette, no slouch. 600 horsepower, 200 mile-per-hour top speed. GM introduced its first Corvette back in 1953. It's not saying when the next version will go on sale, but there's speculation it may debut in 2013. So, guys, if you're turning 50 that year, that'll work out perfectly. Couple of closing notes, both related to a big weekend ahead. First, tomorrow. It's the first Saturday in May. That means the 137th annual Kentucky Derby and all the tradition that goes with that. The hats, the mint juleps, and I believe there's a horse race as well. The morning line favorite at 4-1 is a horsey named Dialed In, who, with his jockey, will break from the number 8 post position. I would give you my pick, but I don't have a good track record with the Derby. Last year, I bet on a horse that was so slow, the jockey kept a diary of the race. Thank you, Henny Youngman. Finally, this weekend also includes Mother's Day on Sunday. We offer this as a simple reminder to do something for the person we could not do without, the moms in our lives, and that includes my wife, who ordered me to say this. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.